guest today on Piano Jazz is bassist composer Christian McBride. And he's some kind of a marvel on the instrument, which is totally up front when this young man lets loose with his dazzling technique. So let's listen. Christian, how are you?
I'm good, Marian. How are you?
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yes, it's been way too long.
I've heard you a lot. And I mean, it's not the first time you've done Piano Jazz, except this time you're the main man.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, no. Not really. You know, since I last saw you, you seem to have done so much, like with your own group and a lot of new records and new way of playing, doing some kind of avant-garde stuff. Is that what you'd call it?
We do a pretty wide mix of things. You know, we do what would be called avant-garde. We play things that would be called fusion, some things that would be called a little leaning toward rhythm and blues. So we do a pretty wide mix of things in my group now.
Well, you've got such a good repertoire. I mean, you've been through such a lot of different phases that you can draw from all those different aspects of music and make music in all of them. But I'm really glad that you're going to do a jazz thing with me today, because I can't play all those fusion
tunes. Sure, you can.
Well,
I remember the first time I played on Piano Jazz with Jack DeJohnette.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Back in 92, I believe that was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was like a ride on a on one of those
roller coasters. Huh?
Yeah, it was. I mean, playing with Jack is something I've never done before or since.
Right.
It's exciting, though.
I remember Jack brought in a song, and he played drums, and, you know, Jack was, you know, just doing his thing, you know, just going to town.
I know.
And you were right there on every beat, Marian.
Well, I was hanging off for dear life, but it's so interesting doing that. You know, it gives me another little thing to think about.
Right.
And but anyway, back to you. We ought to get started playing some kind of a tune. And
great.
And so let's get going. What would you like to do?
How about Alone Together?
Oh, that's a good tune. And it's funny that I don't always know who wrote the tune, but this time I do. Arthur Schwartz.
Right.
And Howard Dietz.
Right.
I'm learning. Okay, well, you kick this one off and let's see where it goes.
Okay.
When you were starting to learn the bass, how do you learn how to put those wonderful, tasteful, delicious fills without getting in the other person's way? Is that something you have to learn, or does it just happen?
Well, you know, one bassist I learned a lot from talking to him, from playing with him, and especially from listening to him on records is Ray Brown. And for me, he's always played the tastiest fills in the world, you know, just the right place at the right time. And between Ray Brown and Ron Carter and Paul Chambers, I think I found the three bass players that, you know, influenced me the most. You know, the things that those three in particular did, those influenced me the most. You know, the fills that they played, the notes that they played, Ron Carter, you know, the great modernist that he is, you know, he's very traditional in his approach, but he's taken it to such, you know, a new modern level. You know, the way he does chord substitutions and all these kind of these rhythmic patterns that he plays, you know, these compound rhythms. It's really something special. So between Ron and Ray and Paul Chambers, those are like my guys.
It's funny, I remember Paul Chambers because he had such a level tone, like up and down the bass.
Right.
That was the big thing with him, like at the bottom of the bass to the top of the bass.
Right.
Everything was just the same.
Yeah.
It didn't get squeaky or anything.
Right.
He was amazing.
And he was such a great arco player as well. I used to love hearing him take those solos with the bow.
It's funny, I got to hear Ray when he first, or him and Oscar together, when they first started, and we were, Jimmy, my husband, and I were like the opening band for them at the in Toronto. Yeah, I was so nervous. I was a wreck, although, you know, I just had to do my thing with Jimmy. But that's when I got to really hear Ray, like for 2 weeks at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, he's something else.
Oh, he's still going strong.
Tell me, did you, were you like a child prodigy, or did you... your father is a bass player. Of course, that's where you got it.
My dad and my great uncle. So there are two bass players in the family.
Are they still playing?
Oh, yeah, they're still playing.
That's
fantastic. They play locally around the Philadelphia area.
That's right. You're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And who do I know from there? Trudy Pitts and Mr.
C. Oh, see. Yeah, you can't get more home than that.
I know. But anyway, that's a great music town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you go to a music school there?
Yeah, I went to the Settlement Music School, which is a pretty popular music school in Philadelphia. But the high school I went to was called the Creative and Performing Arts High School. And Joey DeFrancesco and I were best friends coming through high school. We got in trouble a lot.
you got in trouble a lot?
Well, you know, good trouble, you know, because we were always, we would always put in substitute chords in the big band charts, and our band director would get mad at us.
Oh, you know? I see. Well, that's what I did with Benny Goodman, and he didn't like it at all.
Exactly, right. So, you know, that kind of trouble. We were always, you know, we were always into something.
That probably made you the big men in school, didn't it?
I guess it did.
And the girls, too.
But, you know, there was another group of guys in our high school that put together a singing group, which became Boys to Men. So
no
when
kidding.
They became hot, then Joey and I, we were very second tier.
Oh, well, you'll never be second tier. My God, you two guys. We should play more.
Yeah.
We can talk again, but let's play some more. What should we do?
How about a little blues?
A little blues.
Billy's Bounce here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Who wrote that? Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker.
Okay.
Let's do it. Years old when I first started playing the electric bass, and at the time my dad was playing with Mongo Santa Maria's group, so I got to see him play quite a bit with Mongo, and a few times I saw my dad play with Mongo. Dizzy Gillespie was the guest soloist with the band. Toot Steelman's was the guest soloist one time, so I got a chance to see some pretty heavy guys when I was little. So I started playing the electric bass when I was 9, and I was really, well, I still am really into a lot of rhythm and blues and soul music. So that was the music that I was pretty much playing on a regular basis at that time. Then my mom saw I was really serious about playing. So when it was time for me to go to junior high school, she wanted to make sure I went to a school that had a good music program.
Good for her.
So that's when I started playing the acoustic bass.
Did you play piano? Did you have a piano at home?
We had a piano at home, so, you know, I did a lot of noodling and things like that. But it wasn't until I got to high school and met Joey that I really got interested in playing the piano. Because one of the songs in our that we played with our school big band was Killer Joe. And
that's a good one.
Yeah. So, you know, they had those big 13th chords at the beginning. So I used to ask Joe, I said, well, how do you do that, man? So he would always show me a lot of different voicings and things like that. So I used to get an informal piano lesson every day, you know. And I met a lot of guys around Philadelphia. Of course, Trudy Pitts.
Yeah,
and,
she's something.
Sid Simmons. A lot of guys around Philadelphia. I would always get, you know, as much piano knowledge as I could.
Well, you certainly, I guess it comes in handy when you're writing something too, doesn't
it?
Oh,
absolutely.
When you're composing something.
Absolutely.
You can play it on the piano. Well, you've written a lot of things on your new record. Some of them are your tunes, aren't they?
Yes. Actually, at six out of 10, I think that's what it is, or seven out of, I can't remember how many songs we've recorded. But
well, how do you write? Do you sit down and, like, say, well, today I'm going to write a song, or does it just come to you in your head?
I've always thought of writing music as like fishing. You know, it's like you're sitting in the boat and you got the hook in the water and you're just waiting for something to bite. So with writing music, I just sit at the piano, I just kind of noodle around and just wait for a phrase to come along. And, you know, if something will happen, then I'll just try to build upon that.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But with me, sometimes I could be sitting in that boat for hours. Nothing
sure.
would come along.
Days, but, weeks.
But then it's funny. I get something happening, like maybe if I'm in a cab or somewhere,
right.
and I go fishing for a piece of paper to
quickly
exactly. write that thing down,
right?
Get it home, you know, and maybe it's good or maybe it's not. You never know.
Benny Golson tells this great story about how he was you know asleep and he dreamt this really beautiful melody. You know,
yeah.
So he woke up out of his sleep and ran to his room and got out this manuscript paper and wrote it down what he heard, and he went back to sleep. And he woke up the next morning and came out and then double-checked what he wrote, and it turned out it was the verse to Stardust.
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, well, so much for that.
That's so funny. And the verse to Stardust is a tune all by itself,
exactly.
too. That's what's so funny.
Exactly.
You could play that and never play the rest
right.
of it. Oh, God. Well, let's you and I play something else.
Okay.
I don't know. I was thinking about Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a go at, for instance, Dolphin Dance?
Let's do it.
That's
love
such
that
a
song.
Good tune.
Very good tune.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.